will join us on the line. But first, news at 10.
On ktalk.co.za.
On the app.
On DSTV channel 885.
And across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Eyewitness News.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Graham Robenheimer. We start with the very latest now. The Western Cape Police's anti-gang unit is now looking into a triple murder in Bishop Lavis. Two men and a woman were killed in last night's shooting. The motive is not known. It is understood that a gunman stormed a premises in Bosberg Street, fired several shots. Three people were hit in the head and died on scene. No one's in handcuffs as yet. We'll update you on that story as it develops. ANC MPs and staff at Parliament have joined the protest now against the parole of Chris Hani's 1993 killer Janusz Waluch outside Parliament this morning. They say while they respect the rule of law, it can't be right that Waluch is granted bail, or granted parole rather, with his imminent release in the next 24 hours. Now, among MPs who've registered their unhappiness over the decision by the Constitutional Court is Nelson Mandela's grandson and MP Mandla Mandela. He says Waluch never made use of the opportunity to come clean about the crime at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the mid-90s.
He's never disclosed who were the people that mandated him to carry out such an atrocity stunt by killing Chris Hani. And therefore, we want justice to be upheld. We want him to be kept in jail.
While staying with Parliament, and the National Assembly has now passed a new bill which will help combat foreign terrorists and money laundering. The legislation is also a key component for the country to avoid being greylisted soon. MPs debated this yesterday before passing the bill. Babalo Ndenze was there.
The bill was introduced to Parliament in July this year. Police Committee Chairperson Tina Chumat-Peterson says the bill will go a long way in preventing the country from being grey-listed due to poor controls to prevent corruption and the financing of terrorism.
Under the Terrorism Amendment Related Activities Bill, there are two core areas which we are considering and covering, which is absolutely required for our country to avoid grey-listing.
But not all parties were in support of the bill, warning against abuse of the new legislation. ACDP MP Wayne Thring.
Internal emails within the Department of Health describe groups opposed to government's proposed health regulations as instigating terrorism and sabotage. This is a clear indication of how this bill could potentially be used to criminalize normal citizens.
The National Assembly passed the bill, which will be sent to the National Council of Provinces for concurrence. Babalo Ndenze, Eyewitness News.
The news elsewhere making headlines, a deputy school principal in Limpopo who's accused of sleeping with a matric pupil is now under investigation by local education authorities. It's alleged the 52-year-old man from a secondary school in Sesalalwa is in a sexual relationship with the 19-year-old. It's now believed that the pupil's uncle beat up the deputy school principal with video footage of this incident, apparently doing the rounds in social media. Limpopo Education spokesperson Mike Maringa says there's been a 50% increase in the number of teacher misconduct cases seen in that province this year alone.
As the Limpopo Department of Education, we are aware of the video clip that is circulating on the social media of the deputy principal of one of the schools in the Capricorn district. We are currently establishing facts on the allegations that are made against the teacher.
And lastly, moving abroad now, it does seem that fewer UK residents are now identifying as Christian. The latest census carried out last year reveals that less than half of the population in England and Wales say they subscribe to the Christian faith. That's according to the UK Office of National Stats. Well, this represents a drop of 13 percentage points compared to a decade ago when the last UK census was done. It's a historical first, and figures show that many more who voluntarily responded to the religion question now identify as Muslim too. But no religion at all was the second most common answer. That's up 12 points from 2011. Represents some 27 million residents of England and Wales. When asked about the apparent decline in support, the Archbishop of York reportedly said that it wasn't all that surprising. Gold's trading at $1,753.50 an ounce. The rand's at 16.97 to the dollar. £1 will now cost you R20.29. The euro 17.55 and Brent crude's $83.56 a barrel. In your traffic, there was an accident on the M3 incoming. That's at the Upper Torquay Avenue and a crash in Victoria Road. It's Andries Pretoria Street out in Somerset West. And then there's reports of a truck accident. That's on the R321. That's between Grabo and Villiersdorp. And then a reminder that Chapman's Peak will be closed every Wednesday. That's until 4 p.m. during the month of November. And there's the clear of alien vegetation in the area. And then roadworks on the N7 northbound ramp to Plattekloof. That'll be closed between the 2nd of December to the 5th. The closure will start at 7 p.m. on Friday and it's going to last until 5 a.m. Monday morning. In your weather, it's overcast now with a max of 23 degrees. But forecasters are saying the skies will clear a little later for the mother city this afternoon. Your top story in Eyewitness News this hour. Well, the Western Cape Police's anti-gang unit is now investigating a triple murder in Bishop Lavers.
Eyewitness News. In touch, in tune, and independent. For the latest, visit ewn.co.za.
This is Cape Talk.
Join the conversation
with Clarence Ford.
And still a lot of conversation to be had in the next 2 hours. Of course, a little later on, we are going to be talking to Mildred Williams. She authored a book called Return of the Waterboers. After learning about the Waterboers in a grade 5 classroom, she found out she was related. And she says this was a liberating experience encountering her history, her heritage. So find out more about that book after 11 o'clock. Also, we're going to touch base with the Peninsula School Feeding Initiative. But before we get there, we're going to be chatting with Ankie Kroch. We have a regular heritage hour. We reflect on the people that have hugely contributed to our social fabric in this particular country. And we're going to focus of course, the life of Professor Jacques Gerwel on the 10th anniversary of his death. But it is indeed somebody that is going to help me reflect on that life that we can also have in for a solid hour. We're going to be chatting with Professor Ankie Kroch about Professor Jacques Gerwel. And this is going to make an interesting conversation because I want to ask as many questions of Ankie Kroch as I have of Jacques Gerwel. I mean, Ankie Kroch in 1970, at the height of apartheid. John Foster was prime minister. She wrote, "Gee vir my 'n land waar swart en wit hand aan hand vrede en liefde kan bring in my mooi land." She rocked the world with that kind of contribution. Yeah, South Africa, a very different place at the time, and it wasn't expected of her to say such an outrageous thing. But that talks, of course, to the amazing, some say idealistic woman that she is. Beautiful poet, of course, academic, and a writer as well. Ankie Kroch joins us next.
Views and News with Clarence Ford.
We all have a voice.
Use yours.
Call 021-446-0567.
Join the conversation.
On Cape Talk.
Prof Kroch, welcome to Cape Talk. It's really good to have you.
No, thank you for having me.
And can this serve as an invitation for you to also come in maybe one day so we can celebrate your life and contribution, which is absolutely huge and everybody needs to know about it.
Well, I mean, we're talking now about a real giant today, ne?
I knew you were going to play down your very own contribution. I just expected that, Prof. Kroch. But yes, we are talking about an absolute giant, a giant that inspired so very many of us, a giant that found the attention of Nelson Mandela and so many others. What was it? What was it about Professor Jacques Gerwel that made so many people still sit up and think about him and his contribution to this country?
You know, when I went through a whole lot of things the past week to discuss today, you know, the first thing that caught my eye is that he got his BA in Afrikaans and Sociology cum laude at UWC. Then his BA honors was cum laude. Then he went to do a D.Lit. et Phil. at the University of Brussels, né, in Belgium. And that he did, he received a magna cum laude. So, I mean, he is coming from Komadaha. He helped his father on the farm. He went to ordinary small schools in the Eastern Free State, and he, you know, he gets summa cum laude for his academic work. It's unbelievable.
Are you saying more people from rural communities was